Glenn Stevens, Jr. is Executive Director of Mish Auto, Vice President of Automotive and Mobility Initiatives in Detroit, and they always put out their little report. Not little, it's big, but Michigan is Automobility Report, the home for automotive talent in the industry's electric future, and I'm very happy to say that our friend Glenn is here. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Paul. It's good to see the team.
The team, the team, the team. Thanks for paying attention to that. You had a big night last night with a lot of important people and took over the gatehouse. It became the GM house.
It did. We had a great night. Great day of conversations in the afternoon. We had about 40 automotive and technology and energy leaders up here to talk about where the industry is and where it's going, and we're going to continue that this morning.
Give us just a you can't go through the whole thing.
No.
But give us a thumbnail sketch on how we're doing.
Well, we're doing well. One of the things that we set out to do quite a few years ago is to make sure that we not only have the physical assets in place and the talent here, but we need to position the state. We need to tell the story. So once a year, we put out what we call our Michigan is Automotability Report, and it's really the Bible of everything that you want to know about the auto industry and tech and mobility industry in Michigan. All the stats, all the figures, how we rank, and it's all in here. We work together with the state and the MEDC folks to put it together, and here it is.
We should not be surprised, but proud of Michigan's strength in manufacturing talent. Michigan has the highest number of mechanical engineers in the country.
We do.
And that's something to be very proud of, and it's why people, well, in fact, people like our last guest, Mr. Bollinger with Bollinger Motors, that's why he moved from New York to here. This is the place to be if you're going to try to build cars or trucks.
He did. I was at his headquarters in Oak Park 2 weeks ago to get a tour and get the latest of what they're doing, and they've got a really neat platform for a future EV and a truck and utility vehicle and a lot of potential, and they're doing it here in Michigan. And that's, this book kind of puts it together because there's no single ecosystem anywhere in the world like this, like we have here. So it's our assets to use and it's our assets to grow from.
So tell me how people can get a hold of this wonderful booklet or go online and get this really helpful information about Michigan is Automobility.
Absolutely. On our website, mishauto.org, you can find this, and it's in a flipbook format, so you'll be able to see it, but you'll also see a digital map of all the assets in the state, too. So mishauto, mishauto.org.
mishauto.org. And I was pushed into service last night unexpectedly as MC of the
Thank
dinner.
Thank you for doing that.
Well, it was my pleasure and to be there with Mayor Mike Duggan at our table, Sandy Barua, the ringleader, Bud Denker from Penske, Mark Royce from GM, Stephen and Bobby Polk. I always think of them as the Penguin people from the Penguin House. They're much more than that and have been very generous with their success. But how's your book going?
Oh, thanks for asking, Paul. It's going great. Michigan Street and the project to help our friend the Dines family and Manny, my friend that has ALS, and it, the response from people to support him and the book Michigan Street, and it's 90 pictures of around our state, and it's been a labor of love, and I'm honored to be able to know him and to help him.
Well, you are helping him, and that's where I found that you're a fantastic photographer. Because I had no idea that you had that talent. MichiganStreet.com or .org?
MichiganStreet.org
.org.
For that.
All right, back, both of them are .org, all right? So MishAuto.org and MichiganStreet.org as well. Glenn Stevens, Jr., Executive Director of Mish Auto, Vice President of Automotive and Mobility Initiatives for our great Detroit Regional Chamber. Always good to see you, Glenn.
Thanks, Paul.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.